This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The last two major U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, held a debate tonight in an empty TV studio with supporters limited to watching the debate on television because of coronavirus concerns. Viral outbreak was at the top of the agenda for the debate. Each candidate laid out what he would do if he were president during such a crisis. Sanders has been pushing a single-payer health care plan. He said his plan would provide free treatment for those afflicted with coronavirus. Biden said he would authorize government funding to pay for treatment. Each candidate said he would campaign for the other if his own bid for the nomination failed. Biden said if he gets the Democratic nomination, he will pick a woman for a running mate. Sanders said he would, in all likelihood, pick a woman. Sanders and Biden are competing to face Republican President Donald Trump in November's national election. Mr. Trump is seeking a second four-year term in the White House. The governor of Illinois is announcing a drastic step to help contain the spread of the new coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Illinois' governor is heeding the warning from federal health officials who say Americans really need to hunker down more to help slow the spread of the coronavirus to not overwhelm the medical system. So J.B. Pritzker announced a major step to keep people home.
I am ordering all bars and restaurants in the state of Illinois to close to the public as of the close of business Monday night.
Earlier, he blasted the Trump administration because of long lines of returning international passengers at O'Hare Airport, where some 3,000 people were crammed together in the customs area. Very close contact that's discouraged for health safety. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The CDC on Sunday, that's the Centers for Disease Control, has recommended canceling or postponing events like conferences or sporting events. This is VOA News. President Trump is considering pardoning former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his dealings with Russia's ambassador before President Trump took office. The former National Security Advisor tried to withdraw that guilty plea in January, accusing federal prosecutors of acting in bad faith, breaking their bargain with him by seeking prison time. The judge has rejected the charges of misconduct, and prosecutors have questioned whether Flynn truly accepts guilt. But in a tweet, the president cited an unspecified report that the Justice Department has lost records related to Flynn's case and said he's strongly considering a full pardon, prompting Flynn's lawyer to tweet back, "Thank you, Mr. President." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Greece is transferring 450 migrants recently detained for trying to reach the island of Lesbos illegally to a facility near Athens. Tommy McNeil has more.
The ship with the migrants landed at a port near Athens, and the migrants will be transferred to a facility just north of the capital pending deportation. That's according to an official at the Ministry of Migration. All of the migrants have been detained since March 1st, just days after Turkey said it was opening its borders to the millions of migrants on its soil. In response, Greece has toughened its stance, suspending all asylum applications for a month and jailing migrants and refugees who tried to cross the land border from Turkey. Although the migrants had been taken to the ship several days ago, the whole operation had been shrouded in secrecy, with officials refusing to comment on the ship's destination. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
At least 15 people died Sunday after an explosion at a gas processing plant in a suburb of Lagos, Nigeria. That's according to Nigeria's emergency services. Nigeria's National Petroleum Corporation said the explosion was triggered after a truck hit some gas cylinders at a processing plant near the corporation's pipeline. The impact of the explosion led to the collapse of some 50 nearby houses and damaged the pipeline badly enough to cause a temporary halt to operations. An official with the National Emergency Management Services said several people were injured and taken to hospitals. Israeli opposition leader Benny Gantz will be given the first opportunity to form a new government, according to Israel's president. Gantz is the leader of Israel's Blue and White Party. He received 61 votes in the Knesset, mandating that President Reuven Rivlin allow him to appoint a speaker from his party and begin pushing legislation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party received the most votes in the March election, but failed to receive the support of enough allies to give his party control. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.